PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Hey guys, it's Chris Crespo here. Just wanting to remind you to drink some Orange Blossom Pilsner this week. You can get OBP in 16-ounce cans. It is so good. Those 16-ounce cans means just that much more drinking pleasure. There's also Toasted Coconut Porter, the perfect dark beer for the beach. Back in the day IPA for those easy drinking IPA sessions. OBP Squared, that's my personal favorite. Cut into the chase. Get yourself some of these amazing OBB products, Orange Blossom Brewing. They are fantastic. We appreciate them. And remember, drink OBP. The bees need the work.
It's a Chris Crespo radio show.
Yes!
Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
I'm going to hide this tape when I'm finished. If none of us make it, at least there'll be some kind of record. Storm's been hitting us hard now for 48 hours. We still have nothing to go on.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Yeah, yo, welcome to episode 288 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, brand new air horn, chilling in the studio with the Drewser Cogburn.
That's a lie, Chris. It's the same old
air
horn.
It's the same. Why would I want a new air horn?
Why would you lie to the people?
It's the classic air horn sound, Drew.
You're a liar, Chris.
We have a threat level update for you. Ready? Current threat level is maroon. Current threat level is maroon. Reject your feeble longings.
Okay. I will. Done. Forgotten.
Yeah, okay. Longings, the feeble ones.
Longings forgotten. That's pretty much
the
all
feeble,
of them.
All of them. All your longings feeble? No, Drew.
That's all of them.
We have a first-time guest. Excited to have this person here. Fellow podcaster from the 1KOA show, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Royal is here. Yeah,
yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Is that bad, Ken? When I give my own self an applause?
Well, it helps with it helps with the
okay. Oh, yeah, helps. Yeah, yeah. All right, good.
I thought you were going to bring more people, a whole studio audience with you.
You know, I wanted to bring someone else with me, but I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if they can, you know, they want all these people.
Well, although while we broke out the bleachers and everything,
yeah, see,
you know,
man, I
and,
see that,
and with the scoreboard and all that
I appreciate
stuff.
The hospitality. I already got beverages. It's early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. You know? We are post World Cup. We are now in a post Russia World Cup world. It is officially over.
It is over. It is
shout
over.
Shout outs to America for winning.
Good job.
You know, if you don't, if you think we're wrong, Google it yourself. But
on to Qatar. Qatar is next.
Yes.
Oh my, that's not
so
a scam.
Hot. It's gonna be so hot.
Oh, it'll be freaking burning.
People
up.
Are gonna die.
Oh, yeah. It's an oven. It's 120 degrees.
No, literally.
Desert.
No, people are going to die, Chris.
And then what is up? United 2026. What is up with this United?
Oh, that's
what do you believe in that?
Which is that's what we're getting.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's gonna be U.S., everything. Canada, Mexico. Yeah,
that's pretty wild. I mean. The fact that we hosted a World Cup game in the 90s and
in,
then
Orlando.
We had in Orlando, yeah. And we have the renovated Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
I think it makes us a candidate for at least a qualifier
it is.
Game.
It
right?
is a candidate, yeah. It's a candidate. We'll know in like 2020, 2022, something like that.
So excited. We are the soccer capital of the South. You know, fuck you, Atlanta, and every other other soccer fake soccer cities.
Miami, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, Miami, what's that? Yeah, what David Beckham wants to go to
Who
the
cares?
Club down there. That's
yeah.
all.
Just they gave him a club. They're like, here you go. Buddy.
Yeah, just go to the club. You don't need to start
a
soccer team.
He just wants
team.
A house in Miami.
Yeah.
He does just want a house in Miami.
Would you blame him, though?
He can just buy the house, though. He doesn't have to fake this whole armor.
Yeah, but,
being,
if he fakes the whole thing, then he'll have somebody else pay for it all.
That's probably, his house is brought to you by the
yes,
MLS.
Exactly. David Beckham's house.
That's a pretty good scam. We have something pretty similar going on at this studio, currently brought to you by General Electric. You know, the ink hasn't been dried yet on the contract. I actually haven't signed it. I actually haven't seen the contract, but it's happening though. So
didn't we just talk shit on the founder of General Electric like not more than like a week ago?
Bob Electric, yeah, he's a terrible person.
Thomas
Electric.
Edison,
oh that guy too. Yeah. No, we were talking about how to be more like Edison. Are you saying we should bring back that? What's this episode three of? All right, time for episode three of how to be more like Edison with Chris and Drew and guests Drew Chicago. And how
it's
can
episode
we?
Episode two, Chris.
No, I think it's, we did two episodes.
Did
that
we
one
two
time. I think
wow.
this is our third episode.
The beginning.
So how can we be more like Edison?
So weird.
He killed Tesla. That's all I'm saying.
He killed Tesla. Exactly.
He did kill Tesla.
So find your Tesla rival and kill that person.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then that's how you can be more like Edison.
I'm not sponsoring that. Yeah.
You're not behind that?
I'm not behind that.
You put it out there, though.
Hey, you do.
You're the one who put it out there.
Tesla had ideas.
I was just asking how to be more like Edison. You were like, kill Tesla.
No, what?
That was you. So,
all right, there you go. All right, here you go.
That's the end of that episode of talking how to be more like Einstein. No, Edison. How to be more like Einstein. I have no idea. Buy the same outfit five times. I think it's
that's date your cousin.
I was about to say marry your cousin.
Marry your cousin. Same outfit every day.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and Steve Jobs so far? The cousin part?
Yeah. I think they're both dead. So yeah. I don't know.
They're both dead. No. Die. Make sure you die.
Too soon. Sorry.
Too soon. I mean, hashtag not too soon.
Have we dissected Steve Jobs' brain yet?
Was that allowed?
I don't know.
Can we do that?
They did it with Edison's brain.
Did they?
Yeah.
And what did they find? A tiny Edison?
No, he had he had extra folds.
MIB.
Yeah.
Like what?
He had extra folds in his brain, so he actually had more brain power.
He had extra connections between his different pieces of his brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we need more folds.
Yeah.
So open up my skull and just wrinkle the brain a bit.
Yeah, yes.
Make more connections. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be more like Magneto.
Yes,
hashtag
exactly.
Magneto was right.
And then we'll just screw the top of your skull right back on.
Yeah.
And it won't affect you at all.
No, it's a skull. It's just a bone. What do you think? There's nothing there. It's fine.
That is not how any of this works. You guys are like misinformation podcasts all of a sudden.
I don't know, man. I saw a Planet Earth special. I'm pretty sure this is how brain anatomy type stuff works.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I really wasn't paying attention.
I mean, we're living in a post-truth world, so.
Post-truth, alternative facts.
Fake news. It's all about fake news.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fake news, real podcast. That's what it's all about.
I'm with that.
All right, so we're here. We're hanging out. We're getting ready to do the show. Ken, we're going to do the plugs in the second half, so you can tell everyone how they can listen to the show and what's going on. But before we do that, we need to do the streaming pick of the week. So go ahead and pop that top.
All right, here we go. I'm excited for this.
Shake it up, too. Give it a good shake.
A good shake. Yeah.
We got to activate it.
Cinema Crespedito streaming.
That's right, it's Cinema Crespedito streaming pick of the week. Stop wasting your time flipping through those endless digital libraries and just cut straight to the pick of the week. And go ahead and tell everyone what it is.
Wow. Iceberg Slim.
Oh, really?
Portrait of a Pimp. Yeah. On Amazon Prime. I don't understand this.
Okay, this one, documentary.
Oh, yeah. We saw this at a couple film festivals ago.
It's with it's produced and I also believe narrated by Ice-T.
Yes.
Right? And it's about a real pimp, Iceberg Slim, maybe the most famous pimp of his time, who wrote a book. That's what he went the Anthony Bourdain route and wrote a book and became more popular than even within his own profession.
I mean, seriously, when you think of when you think pimp in your head,
stereotypical pimp.
Oh, yeah, ostensibly you're thinking about Iceberg Slim.
Yeah, the hats, the clothes,
all
the
of
cane,
it.
The
yeah.
attitude.
That's him.
He kind of came up with that, right?
Yeah. Did he talk about slapping a bitch? Did he talk about that?
Dude, you have no idea.
Jesus.
I mean, people used to.
He's not a 2018 pimp.
Pimps are not the most female friendly.
Yeah. People say pimping it easy, and it is the fucking truth.
And this was before, the back pages that's now gone and the Craigslist.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
like.
I mean,
FBI took that shit.
Yeah,
that's the pimps are coming back. And now you got to find the pimps again. Those pimps are when the back page went down. The pimps are like, I'm back in business, baby.
He tells that story he tells about having a girl at the end of her run and re-breaking her into it so she stayed for another 18 years or whatever.
I heard
was
that.
So sad.
I forgot about
that. Saddest story of all time.
I forgot about that,
You remember that story?
I just said I forgot about that. So it's an intense little documentary, but super well made.
Yeah.
Chris, it's no longer streaming.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. I just saw it today.
According to Just Watch, it's only available for rent and to buy.
All right. Well, it's for sure on. I think it's at Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
Prime. Yeah. It should be on Amazon Prime because I literally put that in there. The box was empty. I checked the streaming box. I was like, let me see how many we have in there. I opened up. It's always empty.
More fake news.
Yeah, more fake news. I put 12 of them in there. So Iceberg Slim, Portrait of a Pimp. That's a full title?
That's
good stuff. There you go. All right, so that is your streaming pick of the week. Drew, let's talk about the box office top five. I hit the wrong button, but we're just going to roll with it. There you go.
Yeah, no, I got to find where we're starting the top five.
Oh, yes, that's because we saw...
If we're even starting the top five.
A movie that didn't make top five. It had a wide release, sort of wide-ish.
Did it?
Huh. Yeah. No, you're looking for it. Sorry to bother you. Come on, you can find it.
Yeah,
it's
number seven.
Come on, it wasn't that far down. That one you deserve.
Starting number seven this week.
Number seven.
Sorry to bother you. Made $4.2 million. Total of 5.3.
That's not too bad. And how many theaters? Like 800 something.
It just expanded to 805.
Yeah, so it's not even. It's barely a wide release around the country. Sorry to bother you. Starring LaKeith Stanfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Did you see Get Out?
I did. Oh, that was a great movie.
The dude at the beginning who gets kidnapped, sure. And then he shows up later, he's at the party, he's like, nice to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, like, he's Stanfield.
Okay. He's in Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta. He's one of Donald Glover's friends. Donald Glover. He's one of the friends.
Yeah.
He's a crazy one. He's a fun one.
I see.
And he's the lead in this movie where he gets a job as a telemarketer. Ooh. And he works his way up the ranks to power caller. Meanwhile, Steve Yeun from Walking Dead, mm-hmm. he is trying to organize the workers, the telemarketers.
Which one's Steve Yeun?
He's the Korean one.
Oh, okay.
The Asian guy.
The Asian guy. Yes.
The one who had his eyeballs bashed out of his head.
What was his name? Carl? No, it wasn't Carl. Carl! I don't know what his name is.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah!
He got his head bashed in.
Glenn got his head bashed in. Spoiler alert from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's spoiler alert.
Sorry. I didn't even watch the show, and like I was like saw the articles about that. I was like, oh, yeah, he got his head bashed in. He's organizing the workers, trying to get them to get paid more. But like, Stanfield
sounds like an agent thing.
This is right. Uprising thing. Yeah, but meanwhile, Stanfield's making that money.
So much money.
And he's like, man, I'll cheer you on from the sidelines anyway. That's the setup of the movie.
Okay, all right.
It's that smallest part of the movie, Chris.
It's the beginning of the movie. That's like the first half of the movie.
What's the end?
Oh, I don't even know. Can't even really explain it without like
Equisapiens.
I don't know.
Equisapiens. That's all I'm gonna say. That's a word.
That's already.
All right, I'm with it.
Kind of spoilery. Thinking about bleeping that out. Drew.
Okay. Oh.
But anyway, it's a wild, wild movie.
Okay. All right.
Directed by Boots Riley, who I think is a music video director.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's his first film. And his name is Boots.
Yeah, I'm sure he's cool because Bootsy Collins is cool.
Collins is awesome.
What was that? Pink Boots? Whatever.
This guy doesn't direct with a bass strapped around the whole time.
Exactly.
Action. Cut. That's how it,
anything with Boots is good.
It's a crazy movie, right?
I'm going to watch it now.
Dude, it's insane.
It's an insane movie.
It is so weird. It's like an alternate future, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Telemarketing in the future? Oh, damn it.
It is like an alternate universe type of thing because like, there's not Coca-Cola, like there's Soda Cola, but it's obviously a Coca-Cola stand-in.
It reminded me of Idiocracy in a lot of ways.
Sure.
I think because of...
Well, because it's a satire. This movie is a satire.
Okay. 100%.
Yeah. Which is hard to do in 2018 because real life is satire.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why they really had to push this.
They really had to ramp it up.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, we'll have to check that one out.
Wow, it's a weird one.
It is so wacky and
what's
weird.
It on the Rotten Tomato?
That's a great question.
Also in the movie with Lakeith Stanfield is Tessa Thompson, who's having herself a hell of a couple years.
She's been killing it lately.
The Creed movies, Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
What was she just... Oh, Annihilation was the other one that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Annihilation. That's I think the, I saw that,
that
one.
That weird Natalie Portman movie.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Yeah, that was kind of strange.
95%? What's the average rating, though?
7.8.
7.8 out of 10 for Sorry to Bother You. All right, not bad. What's the consensus? Weird movie.
Fearlessly ambitious, scratchingly funny, and thoughtfully original, Sorry to Bother You loudly heralds the arrival of a fresh filmmaking talent and writer-director Boots Riley.
It does have like a pretty fresh vision. The way it tells its story, it's
and everything, yeah.
Yeah, it's very free original. To visually tell you some.
Okay.
The way it passes information along to you, it's not that straightforward. Also, R-rated, so for sure R-rated.
It's not for the kids. Then.
No.
Not for the kids, okay.
Not unless you want, unless you, Mike, unless, Matt, I call you Mike, Matt, unless you want your kids to grow up very fast. Do not show them this movie. You have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
We got Ken's show partner Coco hanging out. So it's Ken and Coco. Those are two K's. That's why there's one K away.
That's
so you're just looking for that third K.
Yeah,
for a Kevin or a Calvin.
We cross the bridge sometimes. We do.
You bring in a third K.
We do. We get very close.
And then you just call it. Then you change the name from one K away to the three.
To the three K's. We don't just say. We don't say.
You don't say it.
Yeah,
the three
K's. The three K's.
Triple K.
Yeah. Everyone says we have three K's anyways because Coco has two. So.
That's true. But
Coco, false advertising.
He's one person.
See, exactly.
Come on, we're not trying to. I'm not trying to devalue the show over here.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with us, having a good time. Sorry to Bother You. It's definitely a movie worth checking out.
But that's number seven.
That's number seven because it's like the marketing for it is. It's not going to have a huge marketing budget. It doesn't even have a budget listed.
No.
What do you guys think about this summer, guys? Do you think
it's been okay?
It's been kind of light, man. To be honest,
it's been weird.
It's been a weird light.
It started off with a bang.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what it was.
It started off with a snap.
Infinity War.
Exactly. It started off with a snap, and ever since that, people have just been riling from that ever since.
Yeah, I know you guys kind of like the whole Ant Wasp thing, but I mean, like, is a Marvel movie and a Star Wars movie, is that the norm every year now?
Yes.
It's going to be.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Talking for Marvel, Disney Marvel, minimum 3 movies a year for the foreseeable future. And Disney, at least 1 movie a year.
Yeah,
which is wild. And then if you're not even into comic book movies, on top of the Marvels, there's the Sonys and the Foxes and all that other stuff.
I'm just thinking
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the Disney studios, right? I mean, I'm thinking, right, there's going to be a kids movie that they'll come out with, right? At least 3 of them a year, right? There's going to be the Marvel
Pixar's
movies.
Your Pixar's and animated
movies. Yeah, exactly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild.
I'm surprised there wasn't a Pirates, right? Is that next year?
Pirates was just 2 years ago.
Well, and these days they're remaking all their old animated stuff live action as well.
Yeah,
so we're getting those coming back around.
Lion King's coming around. Dumbo, we're starting to see marketing for that.
I'm looking forward to the Aristocats. That'll be a fun one.
Mulan's coming.
Live action Mulan. That's right. They've been making that for a couple years. And you mentioned Pirates. I think the rumor is to sort of reboot the whole thing because it's at like 5 movies now. So instead of paying Johnny Depp his $50 million for a guy that's kind of like in the public eye, people aren't really too into him these days, just redo the whole thing.
That's insane.
I mean, why not, though? Because it's the franchise that never should have been anyway.
And Drew, you said Lion King. Is Beyonce going to be in there?
Is she
Nala?
Yeah, she's Nala. Oh,
this is going to be great.
Yeah. Nala. I'm still...
Donald Glover, Simba.
I'm really angry that Jeremy Irons is not Scar.
He's not Scar. But they did get Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Still,
Chewie's my boy.
I know Chewie's your boy, but Chewie's not Jeremy Irons.
Chewie's my boy. Yeah,
Chewie's gonna be good.
And it's a fun name to say too. Chewie, it's Ejiofor. People are like, what? God bless you. I'm like, don't be racist. your name's Diggory.
That's my Chewie impression.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
All right.
So sorry to bother you. Pretty good movie. People, check it out. I would even say feel free to look at the trailer because I don't think it really gives away.
The trailer is almost like propaganda.
It just gives you an idea.
It's just kind of screaming at you.
Yeah, it is just kind of screaming at you. The whole worry-free thing. Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, so that's number 7.
All right.
So let's jump through top 5.
Number 5, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom made $15.5 million, total is 363.
Wow, 363. Yeah. It might get to 375, possibly 400. That is a lot of money for a movie to make just in the North American box office. It's already over $1 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I saw was the one where Newman got eaten in the toilet.
That's the first one.
That's the only one worth watching.
And it is, to be honest. Steven Spielberg himself directed the second one.
Yeah.
The only one really worth watching is that first one.
Then I saw the behind the scenes and all the technology that Steven Spielberg used to just get that dump of water, that ripple of water. Yeah,
that was
center.
Like news when that happened in the 90s. Yeah. People were reporting on that, that you had to do just to get the ripple of water.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's wild.
The acoustics needed to do that. Yes. It's just amazing.
It's really funny.
That's what I remember.
Now, the one cool thing about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, because Drew hasn't seen it, is there is a surprising amount of practical dinosaur effects.
Okay.
So a lot of scenes of people in rooms with like a dinosaur that's tactile. You can touch. You can sense it. The presence of it
Which
in the room.
Is
as
always
opposed to
good.
A CG. Yeah, it's always you can it, tell. It's like
it's always
now,
better.
Now it's a CG thing that has like no weight. Like there's a scene where they're trying to draw blood from a sleeping T-Rex.
Sure.
And it's like moving around in its sleep, and its head is boom banging around in the container.
Wow.
Bryce Dallas Howard is like on top of it trying to hang on.
Animatronics.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice. It's an amazing looking effect. So the fact that they took the time to do that, I at least appreciate that, even though overall I don't think the movie's that great. But then again...
Is Benjamin Pratt in it again?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Pratt. The wrong Pratt. The other Pratt.
Welcome to...
Benjamin Pratt would only be in it if they had a need for a South American drug dealer.
Oh, okay. Yes,
or a New York City cop.
Yes, exactly.
Those are his only two roles.
He's smuggling cocaine inside the Tyrannosaurus Rex's butt.
Let's just be clear. You guys are going to be correcting me this whole show. I'm going to name wrong names, wrong movies, but I've got the gist.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You do get the gist of it. Pratt. That's his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
He's in it, and it's like a good movie for kids. These are kids' movies. You know? It's fine. Family movies,
it's
I guess
fine.
You can say. So that's number 5. What's number 4?
Incredibles 2 made $16.2 million total.
Now, have you seen it?
$135.
We did, Speaking of family movies, and you said how this summer feels kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
I feel
this
like
why.
Part of the reason is that Incredibles 2 wasn't as good as we were really hoping it
was. What's interesting is I think you said on the last show, you were talking about how like you thought that they just basically wrote the movie right after the first
that's
one.
That's what it feels
like. Canned it, right?
That's what it felt like.
I tell you, man.
It was literally the next day.
Yeah. It felt like it picked up, though. Like, maybe it was a couple months, right? Because they got into that protective custody type deal. They were
maybe.
In a hotel.
It was just like a few weeks. It wasn't that long later. Yeah. I was surprised that it really was like almost right where it picked
right.
up. But I think it was Drew. You said maybe it was because they wanted to focus everything on Jack or have a lot of Jack stuff.
Maybe. I mean, he was the rest part of the movie.
That's why you can't advance the family too much because the Jack as a baby yeah. figuring out his powers and everything.
Do you think Jack's going to get his own movie?
He should just. I'd be fine with that. He should get his own TV show on the Disney.
Yes,
show.
There you go.
Jack versus the raccoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Half hour of them fighting every week. Yeah. I will watch it.
That was golden.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah.
I love those scenes.
That was a fantastic scene.
Oh yeah.
The movie really came to life during right. that scene. I was like, oh, this is. So entertaining.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wanted to like it yeah. more than I did. Is it an age thing, a perspective thing? The yeah. first one came out, I was just in college, this one comes yeah, out, same. And I am not in college
right,
anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, just
well, I mean
Times have changed
and we've gotten a lot more superhero injected into our life.
Yes.
Since the first one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that type of movie with The Incredibles has been done many, many times.
Since then, especially, right? So, right? The family the family superhero movie.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then this year we had Black Panther and Avengers, and then we're going to throw in another Incredibles? It's like, yeah. It feels...
It doesn't have a place anymore.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. maybe I feel like that's what it is. Yeah. But then again, it's a family movie. How do the kids like it? Do the kids like
yeah.
it? Well, then it's
$535
good.
Million, dollars, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids like it.
And it's been out for how long now? A month and a half?
Not
5 weeks.
5 weeks? Okay. Yeah.
So it was almost a month and a half.
So it's doing okay so far.
I think Disney is going to be fine.
Yeah.
They have... there's 37 weekends this year. They've had 9
wow.
or 10 number ones.
Wow.
I think Ant-Man makes their 10th number one opening weekend of the year for Disney.
It's too bad. They're not hurting for money, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
the
no.
studios?
Yeah, or
the return on investment's there.
Or word of mouth. Yeah, those Disney movies
yeah.
need that. It would have been more if Black Panther wasn't still killing it after When a Wrinkle of Time came out. That
yeah.
would have been number one. But
wow.
Black Panther was still crushing it week after week.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Before you read number 3, Disney didn't do that one, right? Disney wasn't behind that. It was probably like
It's Pixar.
Yeah.
So Disney owns Pixar.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same way that Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, they're the umbrella brand
yeah.
that owns all of it.
Speaking of Black Panther, it's number 38 this week. It made $14,000.
Oh, geez. 14,000?
Who are those people?
22 weeks in.
Dollar theaters, man.
$699,900,993.
Wow.
They won 700 so bad.
Wow.
They should just... fake a weekend, call it $700 million,
wow.
and call it a day.
What is that worldwide box office too?
No, that's here in America.
It's here in America.
In America.
North American.
Well, North America. So
okay.
Canada,
okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mexico.
Total worldwide, we're at $1.3 billion.
So $600 million worldwide. Damn, that's a lot of money for Black Panther. Good for them.
Gracious.
Good for Black
Panther. Wakanda
forever.
Still in theaters. What the hell is going on?
Dollar theaters, man.
22 weeks.
Yeah, I wonder if it's playing at that Altamont
yeah,
Dollar Theater.
It's probably in the Altamont
yeah,
Theater.
Yeah, it probably is. You want to go see it?
Get the only other
popcorn.
Movie.
They also still show, usually they show trailers from when that movie came out.
Oh.
So you can also see trailers for like movies like the Avengers maybe?
Yeah. Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see that one.
The only other movies that are about even close to that is A Quiet Place at 15 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah, sure. But that's also now on, just came out on DVD home
yeah.
video a week or two ago, so.
They raced to that.
Yeah, oh, they yeah. did. That
yeah,
one,
yeah,
I think
they
got
raced.
Their money up front,
yeah.
and then they're ready to. Black Panther was that weird long haul, which is amazing. So that was number
four.
Three is...
Skyscrapers.
Yeah.
$25 million.
That is a big disappointment.
I'm
that's
surprised.
All over the place right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised
that's
not number one.
$25 yeah.
million. Well, the theater we were in wasn't that full.
No, it wasn't.
So we saw it.
Yeah.
We saw the sky get scraped.
Yeah.
The Rock versus a building on fire. Technically, only like a
third. Pretty much just the Rock versus a fire. He doesn't even beat the fire.
He never punches the fire once.
He wasn't a fireman. He was a security guard.
He's just a security
like
guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on, what do you expect?
Not even a fireman, that's true.
He could have blown his whistle a couple times.
Yeah, he wasn't a fireman, Drew. All that fire, he should have been like an ex-fireman instead of an
ex-SWAT
guy.
And why did he only have one leg, Chris? That had no bearing on the story whatsoever.
They didn't tie that in at all? No
accident? Barely.
It was just a characteristic.
One scene.
Oh, okay.
The one scene in the beginning shows how it happens.
Okay.
And then the rest of the movie is just to do it one leg to make him more vulnerable because he's the Rock, so he's a gigantic, enormous dude.
He does literally.
He's hugely capable.
He does literally whoop some dude's ass with one leg.
How did he pull
he
it
does
off?
He's hopping around.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
you
he
know.
Pulled it off pretty well.
Yeah.
He's the Rock. I mean,
come
on.
He is just the Rock
he's,
with
yeah.
one leg.
He
okay.
has.
He still
it,
does.
So
he's still
he
doing
can
his
do
thing.
Whatever.
He's hugely overly capable physically. No one brings up the fact that, oh, this man is 6'5", 800 pounds of muscle.
Did he chokeslam anybody in the movie?
Yes, he gave somebody the rock bottom through a table.
He did the rock bottom?
Did he? Through a table. Well, in the one leg fight, he kind of leaned into him, but he rock bottomed through the fucking table.
Yeah, he does slam a guy.
He still rock bottoms people.
Yeah. No people's elbow.
In the rundown, he did straight up like a pick a dude up and
rock bottom.
This one, it's more of a just in the context of a pretty good one-on-one fight. Yeah. Maybe the best bit of action in the movie is that fight scene he has where he gets his leg ripped off.
Besides all the digital fire,
digital fire.
That's what I'm saying.
That was real.
I'm saying the action.
Yeah.
The bit of action. The rest of the movie is just him running around.
I see.
With avoiding fires and trying to save his family.
Did he rip off his leg and beat somebody with it?
No.
That's what
did
I wanted.
Did he never hit anyone?
Never hit anybody.
See, no wonder it's at 24 minutes.
I thought at one point he was going to.
Yeah.
But it does like save his life a couple of times. And other times he holds it and he gives it a kiss.
I think
and
he
people
used
in the
it,
theater laughed a little bit like, ha ha ha.
I think he might have used it as like a defense thing against.
In the first fight when the guy had a knife?
Yes.
In that kitchen scene.
Yes.
Wow.
So he used it for defense.
Okay.
Maybe he swung it once and hit the guy.
I don't think so.
That's a fast kind of action scene.
So it's just, were there any slow parts? Like, did he do yoga? Because he's got to have balance, right?
That'd be funny. Explain how he's so good. Just
exactly.
On one leg.
Exactly.
He could do the floating lotus pose.
Yes, the backwards dog.
There's no way he's doing yoga. The dude is so swole.
So jacked.
His yoga is, let me pick up these barbells and then put them back down.
24 million.
So is it on Nakatomi Towers?
It is three Nakatomi Towers
combined into
stacked
one.
Stacked into one.
With a power station in the middle.
And a big ball on top. And a power station in the middle and a big ball on top.
And apparently... elevator shafts that turn into giant chimneys.
Really?
It's a weird...
Interesting.
Like, heroic moment when, like, nothing happens, or, like, this...
Yeah.
Or,
it's like any Michael Bay movie.
Yes.
You're just like, ugh. God.
I wish this was a Michael Bay movie. The explosions...
Oh, it
would have
been so much cooler.
Been much
the explosions would have been
the
better.
The explosions would have been bigger. Yeah. It would have been more overtly racist.
It would have been... It would have been more hateful.
Yeah.
Probably rated R.
Yeah. Oh, definitely rated R.
Oh, this was PG-13.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, uh-huh. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Die Hard was rated R.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry to bother you. That's what I'm going
to
watch.
Sorry to bother you.
So
movie to see sure.
Yeah. So far.
Skyscraper is the, it is...
It's Die Hard for Families.
What I'm saying, it's Thursday evening. Mm. America's Got Talent is in reruns.
Yeah.
And, you know what? Look, it's finally on Amazon Prime. We can watch this without having to pay any monies. We're just losing time.
What if it, like, comes on one of those off-brand channels, like, you know?
With, like, commercial breaks?
Yes.
Even better?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to wait for.
Watch Skyscraper on FX.
Yeah.
You know what? FX.
MeTV.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for that.
FX will cut some really cool commercials for Skyscraper, because they're really good at taking bad movies and cutting good commercials for them.
Yeah.
That makes me like, oh, that actually looks entertaining.
Was this a Fox or a Paramount or what?
Universal.
Yeah, Universal.
It's all Universal, so then it'll play... Well, they'll still license it to Fox.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the Skyscraper ride.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, which will just be Doctor Doom Freefall rebranded when they lose all the Marvel stuff.
Yep.
They finally lose all the Marvel stuff to Disney. They rebrand Doctor Doom Fearfall to Skyscraper.
Wow.
And
it's like, some fire.
But it's on fake. Yeah. But it's just red and orange, like, tissue paper.
Sure.
They should just make everything Dr. Seuss themed.
Just right over to Dr. Seuss stuff.
Everything Dr. Seuss. I mean, because that
Seuss
junk.
Land.
Yeah, that junk messed me up when I was a kid.
Dr. Seuss. I love that the Cat in the Hat ride.
Cat in the Hat.
You get in the cup and they spin you around and do like a lot of 360 stuff.
Didn't
like,
ride
weird
that
trip. It's a trippy.
Is it trippy?
Especially if it freaked you out as a kid.
Yeah.
Get on that ride. Like, oh yeah, I remember why it freaked me out. This is
weird
stuff,
man. Dr. Seuss,
man.
He was deranged, man.
Apparently, it's Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. That's how you say it.
Yeah, ain't no way. There ain't no. That's not changing.
No,
he's colloquially Dr. Seuss.
That ain't noise.
I know. No one wants to hear that noise about Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. All right.
So Skyscraper, it's definitely could use more skyscraping.
Much more.
Sky didn't get scraped.
24 million?
25 million, probably for a budget of, what, 60 or 70?
125.
I got it on my coño. Mira, that's too much money.
$125.
They gave him $125 million to make this movie. The Rock, I'm sorry. He put out three movies this year, two of them.
He made
did
his
great.
Money.
He did make his money.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jungle Killed.
Yeah.
Jumanji
was good.
And Rampage that made good
really?
Good business. It
Rampage.
Made good money. I didn't see it, but it made good money. You liked it? It was a fun movie. The word was like decent enough. Skyscraper, though, is going to be The Rock's looking like his flop of the year. Unless it makes that Chinese money. It is a Chinese co-production.
I don't see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like for sure. Yeah. The movie takes place in China.
$440 million, total of 65.
$40 million already, so we'll see how
okay.
this. I'm looking up the director right now.
They'll make their money back.
He has a ridiculous name. Ross and Marshall Thurber. This guy is allowed to continue making movies. Despite the fact that he makes films like, oh yeah, this guy sucks.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not the big... Well, Dodgeball is probably my favorite movie that he's done.
Oh, that's all right.
I like Dodgeball.
That's kind of like the beer movie, whatever that... What was that?
Beer Fest. Beer Fest and Beer League. Cabin Boy likes one of those. I can't remember which one.
Beer Fest.
Dodgeball, True Underdog Story. That was back in 2004. He also did a bunch of movies I've never heard of. Weird the Millers in 2013. Mm-hmm. Central Intelligence 2016. That's the Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart team-up.
Oh, okay.
Where I was like, man... I wish these two were in a better movie.
Right.
Because
right.
the chemistry that the two of them have and the way they work together was fantastic. But the movie itself was a letdown.
Came Jumanji. There you go.
Yeah. Jumanji,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I think they should keep... They're like Schwarzenegger and DeVito type.
How do you
let's fuck that up, you know? Anyway, so Skyscraper number 3. Sorry.
That would be a good Twins remake.
Yes, it would. They also want to do Triplets. Where they bring in Eddie Murphy as the... They've been trying to do that for years.
Oh, no.
For years.
Eddie Murphy's going to play the baby.
He's the... Yeah, the baby of the family.
He's going to be like...
That would be fun. All right,
go ahead.
All right, what's number two?
Number two this week, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Made $28.8 million, total of 132.
Not bad. We saw this last weekend. It's an okay movie. It's good. It's fine enough.
I enjoyed it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Now, if you see the trailer, you pretty much saw all the best gags in the movie.
Yeah, so, unfortunately.
So that's a bit of a bummer. What's number...
Number one this week, Hotel Transylvania 3.
There you go.
: Summer Vacation.
As opposed to Hotel Rwanda 3, : Summer Vacation.
Ooh, that'd be a rough vacation. $44 million.
$44 million?
Wow.
That's why they made it.
There you go.
What's a worldwide?
I
don't know if that came out.
54 foreign, worldwide 100.
All right, so that part of the reason why they make these movies is because the foreign... I'm surprised that they made three of these.
Yeah.
You know, that it's such a popular franchise. It's Drew's boy.
Kenny Tartakovsky.
Yeah, he loves this guy.
I love his work.
What's the budget on that? That's what I'm
guessing. 100, I'm going to guess 100 and...
Million?
10.
Oh, 80.
80. Yeah. So they're going to make that back quick. Yeah.
That's why they can keep making these movies with the monies. Adam Sandler probably getting his, you know what? He's probably getting a back end deal on this one.
Yeah.
Doing voice work on animated films is supposedly like some of the easiest, best stuff you can
do. That's a sweet gig for those guys. Right?
Gig.
They show up whenever.
Yeah, depending on the size of your role, you can bang out all your work in a day or two and then you get paid at least six figures.
Right. Yeah.
Hire me at cinemacrispy.gmail.com for your voiceover work. I do voices. Oh, that was terrible. I'll cut that out. I'll fix it.
I do voices.
Damn it.
There you go.
That's a machine that does voices for you.
God damn it. That's when you watch these movies and it doesn't necessarily sound exactly like the actors, like the Wreck-It Ralph 2 movie where it's Sarah Silverman and John C. Reilly, but it doesn't really sound like it sort of sounds like them.
Well, like... Yeah. Oh, man.
The Rock did it for this movie, Planet 51, where he's the lead, but he just sounded like a rando white dude.
Oh, really?
I was like, why'd you change? Why not just hire Scott Baio?
We just saw that in, Sorry to Bother You, the white voices.
Personally put in weird white voices.
Not weird. David Cross and,
Was it David Cross?
It was David Cross and it was Patton Oswalt.
Interesting. Oh, I like Patton Oswalt.
Well, how much did Vin Diesel get for saying I am Groot?
I am Groot. Well, he did have to say it in different languages, though. So, yo soy Groot. So, you got paid extra for that.
David Cross, Patton Oswalt.
Oh, man. Those voices sound familiar. Those awful white voices. Is that Sorry to Bother You? So, yeah, it seems like Sorry to Bother You is the movie to see this weekend. If you can see it, only playing at 800 or so screens. Skyscraper gets skyscraped at home. That's a better way to watch it.
Or just don't.
Yeah.
And
Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You.
That's the one. That's out of the full list.
Worth watching.
And definitely either make a decision. Either don't show it to your kids or the kids, the grandma, bring the whole
everybody.
Family and just make it a family event.
No. Three-year-old, do you think that'll work out?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's a dude with mutton chops, an eye patch, and a bowler hat.
That guy's awesome.
That he wears at all times.
That guy's awesome. His fashion sense was fantastic. That Southwest style zigzag shirt he was wearing at the party. Man, I wish I could pull something off like that. Not in a million years could I do it. With the eye patch, too? Forget about it.
And the bowler hat, and the mutton chops.
Wow. And the chops. Well, I mean,
when you said telemarketing, though, the best movie that came to mind was Boiler Room. that came in.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a comedic Boiler Room. Or Wolf of Wall Street does that too.
Wolf of Wall Street.
They were selling it by cold calling penny stocks.
Yeah.
What were they even selling? Like book? They didn't really emphasize what they were selling. Just like books.
Like in the beginning, it sounded like a set of encyclopedias.
Yeah, it's like a PDF set. It's like book six is about cancer. And the lady with cancer.
No.
I know. It's good. So, good stuff. Opening this weekend. Sorry to bother you. There we go. All right, new movies on DVD. There's a whole bunch of movies coming out this week, so I'm only going to talk about the ones that I think are actually good and are worth checking out. So that's Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
That finally comes out. Really good stuff.
Bueno.
And You Were Never Really Here. The Joaquin Phoenix as a bounty hunter with PTSD sort of type of movie looking for the girl. Right? That's
what's going on. And he does the Batman thing.
Oh. It's good.
Where you turn around and he's just calling.
He's just gone.
It's
really good. You Were Never Really Here. Definitely worth checking out. On top of a whole bunch of other movies, like Rampage comes out this weekend and all this other stuff. So, what's going on in theaters?
It's a weak summer, man. I don't get it. It's kind of a weak summer.
All right. We got the Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2, Antoine Fuqua coming back to maybe his first sequel ever.
Denzel? What about Denzel's first sequel?
And is it. No, he was in Glory 2, right? You remember Glory 2?
Glory 2? Yeah. Interesting.
Glory 2, Glory colon, was a good movie. Get in that hole. Oh, wait, no, something else I saw. Never mind. That was another movie.
Yeah.
With Denzel Washington as he was the lead actor. That's my bad.
I shook your hand when I came in. Come on.
You shouldn't have.
I did discover that movie this morning.
You should sanitize it immediately.
Oh, gosh.
We have the Purell next to the stack of DVD porn DVD. I want to see Equalizer 2. I'm surprised that the marketing hasn't been stronger for this. I've only seen the trailer maybe once or twice.
This is like it's Old Man on Fire.
Man on Fire.
Sort of prequel to it, though, where he's like, he's not a drunk, bitter, jaded dude yet. So instead, he's like a Lyft driver.
Okay, all right.
He's worked through it. He's done being old, bitter. Now he's accepted.
He can't. Spoiler alert, he dies on Man on Fire.
I know.
So he's a Lyft driver in this movie, and literally Lyft, and he had to go out. Lyft had to set him up with a bunch of people to show him what Lyft is, how to do it. He has to be like, so five stars is what? What does this mean? Like, he's so sheltered.
Is he only doing Lyft?
Yes.
See, I have no respect for him because if you're really doing it, you have to do the Lyft, the Uber Eats. You got to make money.
No,
you
can't, Lyft.
You got
to
do it all.
Lyft paid for that right to be like, we are your only
side hustle
in this movie.
Yes.
Don't you dare even have Uber in there. Don't even dare think about Druber.
Okay. All right.
I'm the only one allowed to use Druber.
No Druber?
All right. Yeah, Druber. You can't.
Right. Never mind.
You don't have an app. It's just you have to.
It ain't happening.
You got to know me.
Yeah, but hey, Drew. Drew, I need a ride. What's coming out?
Also, Mamma Mia, colon, is it no colon? Whoa, it's
no.
Wow.
No, it's not.
So it's Mamma Mia, so it's
exclamation
it's two,
point.
So it's two sentences?
Yes.
Huh.
This is the full title.
Mamma Mia, exclamation point, here we go again.
Here we go 2018. Again. Period. Or no period?
No period.
No period.
Here we go.
Mamma Mia, exclamation point, here we go, here again. We go again. All your favorites from that classic ABBA-based musical movie, Mamma Mia, are coming back. Pierce Brosnan.
Can't say I've seen that one.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay.
This one's for the moms.
It's on Lifetime.
Preacher's in it, Chris.
Preacher's in it, as well as the Stellan Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm.
Cher's in this one.
Oh, okay. What else is on that list?
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Also, this weird little movie called Blindspotting.
Yeah.
We saw the trailers in front of.
Is Blindspotting the one with the dude's on probation and his friend has the gun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an interesting looking
movie. It looks weird.
Yeah, it looks pretty wild.
Looks like it could be crazy.
It looks a little on the nose, too. Oh. You know, a little not subtle.
No, not at all.
But it's still going to be good.
Yeah, it is.
Blindspotting.
Blindspotting.
Terrible title.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a TV show or something, Blindspotting.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
That's what I was mixing that up.
I didn't watch that show, and that's why I went to.
Tattoo Girl, that's all I remember.
I saw this trailer twice, and the title never stuck with me.
Trainspotting, Blindspotting.
Yeah. Train blinding.
Okay,
what else is coming up?
That's it.
That's it. All right. Well, then here we go. Drew Sacogburn, time for you to tell everyone how to live their lives.
Doctor, doctor, give me... You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove. Do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex
Doc Hollywood.
That's right. The doctor is in with your prescription for life. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris, this week I'm going to talk about bottomings. Whether they be on pizza or burgers, I think it's a bad idea. It doesn't work out for anybody. Cogburn out.
Finish him.
That's right. No more bottomings. Get them out of here.
Dude, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I'll go to these burger joints instead of getting toppings on top.
Yeah. They put your toppings
on the bottom.
And then your burger
is weirdly upside down.
And it's a sloppy mess.
It is. Huh. And now there's a company doing it with pizza. They put pepperoni on the bottom of the pizza.
Okay.
You'd think it's a great idea. Yeah. It's just a greasy mess.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, what's the cheese going to bind to?
No.
It's just going to slide around?
It does. No. It just comes right off the bottom.
Deep dish isn't even pizza. Get that casserole of tomato sauce out of here.
That's pretty much just a pizza pie, literally.
You're talking to a New Yorker. I don't need to come out of here with that deep dish stuff. Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Pizza Wars with Chris and Drew.
Pizza Wars.
Today is deep dish versus thin crust. Fight to the death.
Fight to the death. Go.
Stromboli.
I just know that we're going to eat both pizzas, and then I'm going to have diarrhea. All right, so let's... we had to bring up shitting somehow, right? We're a show that talks about shitting.
Yes.
No other podcast is willing to do
ever.
That.
You were
ever.
Talking about bottoming. So.
Yeah. Bottoming, yeah. Shittings. Hopefully, the second half, someone will bring it's up jerking step. Off. And, and then the trifecta
we already did the
of podcasting. Well, that's right, we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, we did it, guys. We are the epitome of podcasting. Where no bodily function goes unreferenced.
Fart.
Did it. We did it.
It's done. All right, great. That's fantastic.
Drewster, we made it.
I'm so happy for us.
No bottoming.
No bottomings.
All right.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. I'm sure Drew's going to want to smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. I got that cancer.
Yeah, gross. And I need a drink. I finished my iced coffee, so I need something with alcohol in it now. And then we're going to do the second half of the show. So are you guys ready?
Yes!
Alright, here we go.
Welcome to the Crespo
Game. We are back. Episode 288 continues in the Crespo DSO studio. Drew Cogburn.
Chris Crespo.
Ken Royal.
Yes, sir, from 1K Away.
1K Away. Ken, how would you describe 1K Away to the people?
You know, we're definitely not as professional as you guys on this show. This is a very structured show. I mean, I'm pretty embarrassed just sitting here. But, you know, I tell you, we've been around about a year and a half or so.
All right. Yeah, you're on episode 60.
That's interesting. We're at like 94, but thanks for listening. I appreciate 94?
That. Sorry, I just pulled up. That's the one with D-Rug, but the one before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be 93. That was awesome.
It was 93, there you go. Flip the 6 and the 9. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you're going to make fun of my dyslexia?
It's fine, man.
You're
going to
make fun of my dyslexia? That's terrible.
He is slightly dyslexic.
We see all our fans out here. No, but no.
Slightly dyslexic.
Majorly, okay.
Yeah.
I transpose entire words sometimes.
Slightly retarded.
Whoa!
I didn't say that. Why'd you say that? You said that? My gosh.
I'm gonna bleep that out.
Yeah.
And then I'll bleep out slightly.
And then Equisapien.
Retarded.
Yeah, Equisapien. This guy just giving away all the spoilers.
But we're a show, you know. We have a good time. I think that's the big thing. So for us, you know, you come in and it's not really a show. It's us just hanging out, right?
Good time, lots of laughs.
It's all about just kind of having fun and talking about. We do discuss topics. I mean, we go everywhere from talking about the fart and dick jokes all the way down to politics.
Wait, right? You guys do fart and dick jokes too? You know, Drew, I thought we were doing a podcast.
We're gonna have to quit doing that.
Yeah. Shit. We try not to do that, right? We try not to center a show around that. That's definitely substance.
I mean, it's not called the 1K away from a butthole show. Yeah, exactly. It's not. I mean, if you
there's a couple shows like that.
I'm sure you could do a search for the dick and fart joke show, and there's literally gonna be shows called that. And like,
no, but for us,
really putting us to shame.
We talk about a multitude of topics, right? I mean, we discuss. I mean, we've talked about you know, the use of the N-word, right? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about kneeling in the NFL. I mean, we discussed different topics. We've had Matt Morgan, which is a WWE wrestler.
Who turned politician.
Yeah, he turned local politician. Yeah,
did he win?
He did, yeah. He's a local commissioner.
Altamont Springs.
Altamont Springs, yeah. Right? Longwood, Florida.
Okay, neighbor of Altamont Springs.
We've had the mayor of Longwood on. I mean, so we go all over the place,
very
right?
Cool.
Yeah. So for that, vote no on 13. That's an amendment that's out there. So if you guys are listening, we definitely support that. But anyways, without politics in there, we are just a show that likes to have fun. It's Coco and I. We have a couple guests in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just him and I. Mm-hmm. And what we say is we're kind of 1K away from being offensive, right? So we kind of toe that line a bit, mm-hmm. right? And within the jokes, there's always some seriousness, a point, a theme, right? But we have a good time. We got a fridge full of beer. And we say, hey, you want some beer? You want some liquor? Go ahead. Whatever you want to do. Let's just hang out. We crack open the mics, mm-hmm. hit record, do a show for about an hour, hour and a half. Yep. And then there's a show after the show where we're just hanging out and talking some more. So that's kind of how we operate. Yeah. So
very cool.
It's a good
all
fun
right.
time.
Very good. Sounds fun. And people can hear the show all over. I pulled up on Spotify.
Yeah. Okay.
Where would you like people to go to? Do you have a preference or wherever they can hear?
Yeah, man. We are wherever you can find a podcast, mm-hmm. right? So if you Google 1K Away, it's unique enough to where that's all you'll find is 1K Away.
Yeah, sure. All one word, yeah. too. 1K Away. No spaces.
O-N-E-K, the letter K, and then the word away. All one word.
Yep.
But yeah, you can find us on Apple Podcasts. Now Google has podcasts. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, the Google Podcast app is its own app now. Yep. And if you've already have a show on there via that their Google Play. It's already going to be on there. But you do have to like pull it up and resubscribe to
right.
it and all that stuff. Yeah.
But we're on Spotify, right? You mentioned that, iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
We have a website, www.1kaway.com.
There you go. There's also a website. Very
yeah,
cool.
Oh yeah. There's a website. We're on Instagram, 1kaway. Everything is 1kaway.
Perfect.
Our email is show at 1kaway.com.
It's a unique enough name that it's not going to get confused with. That's kind of the goal with Crespediso.
Yeah.
You know, ain't going to be no other Crespediso. Out there.
Right, right.
But that one ended up being a little bit tongue twister for people.
Yeah.
A little Crespo
Diesel.
Yeah. Drew Zagogren, he had to. You wanted to be Anti-Hero 420, but it was taken.
Yeah. Dun, that was a long time ago.
And you've lived with that decision for how long now?
Way too many years.
So people can find you online at?
Anti-Hero 419, some places on the internet.
There you go.
Almost 420.
And do you want to give out any other personal, like, Instagrams, like your own stuff, or do you just want people just focus on the 1KOA stuff?
No, I think, you know, definitely like us on or follow us on Instagram at 1KOA.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like our page. I mean, facebook.com/1KOA. We enjoy the likes. And we've seen extreme growth over the last, about, what, month and a half, 2 months or so?
Cool.
As we've gotten involved in some local activities here. We're bringing on new sponsors. So that's interesting, right? When you talk about kind of the whole podcast, you know, game, I guess you call it. I mean, a year and a half in, we've got kind of three sponsors now. We're looking to bring on some more. So it's enjoyable, right? Because it's one of those things where people believe in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that we thought of. I mean, and you know, I'm going to kind of kiss your butts for a quick second. Right?
I meant to hit the button. There we go. Kiss your butt, air horn.
No, but seriously, when so the reason why I, for me personally, that I felt like, you know what, I have some confidence to do this, right? Because I'm an introvert. So, like, if you notice, I'm kind of real quiet. I kind of stick to myself. But with that, SBK, right? So,
yeah, Soul Brother Kevin.
Yeah, Soul Brother Kevin and that show. I was a huge fan of that show.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a fan of the morning show there, but I was a fan when he was on. Right?
Yes. Yeah, for that 1 year that he was on.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was a brutal
year. Well, yeah, because, you know, there was Shannon Burke. There was this whole dog involved. You know, you guys know
all
that story.
All that stuff. Oh, my God.
But when he did his show, and then I think I talked to you on break, right? I mean, I went out, you know, to their last show at McDonald's, right?
Yeah,
you know,
for the McRib deal.
Yeah, exactly. And
so weird.
Yeah, and that was interesting, right, how they had to do that still. But anyways, with that, with the end of that show, about maybe a few months later, maybe a year later, I can't remember, I started listening to your podcast.
Oh, cool. Right.
And I was like, oh, man, this is very cool, right? Because you had the structured intro and you had kind of structured points, right?
Which was, I just lifted it from what I was doing on
the show.
On SBK.
Yeah, on
Live.
SBK. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he helped me be like, oh, you should have bed music. Yeah. You should do this. You should. And I was like, taking notes. Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Kevin. Thank
and
you
the guys much. From BYOCB, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to them. And I was like, okay, cool. I like that. But maybe I don't like, maybe I can't do a specific genre because I'm not very passionate. I'm passionate in a couple other things that may be boring, like aviation and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, what can we do? So then we're at a beer event with Coco, and we see BYOCB out there doing a live event, and his wife says, you guys should do this, right? And then to go from that idea to now where we have three sponsors and looking to seek an additional sponsor,
yes.
Right? It's just, it's so interesting to see the growth of the podcast.
It's fun how, so you're like, podcasting's good for you. You're like, I don't have a specific thing topic I want to talk about,
right?
But we can just talk about talk radio style, Howard Stern right. style, just do the current events, what's happening in our lives, and that's our content,
right?
I would say this though, you may want to experiment with bonus episodes, offshoot shows, but if you do have things that you are passionate about that you think other people would find boring,
yeah,
do a few episodes about that.
Yeah.
Aviation, you're really into aviation?
Oh, yeah. I'm a pilot. Yeah.
You're a pilot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do some episodes. Yeah. Do a little side podcast about aviation and put it out there on the message boards or online for people that are into that stuff. Is there a lot of aviation-themed podcasts? I don't think so.
Not
that
really.
May be a niche genre that you could find yourself very quickly at the top
right.
of that particular mountain. Because, I mean, if you already have the experience of doing your own show, why not?
Are you into BDSM?
Am I? Personally, no. But
Drew,
there are
nope, no BDSM.
But there is Demon Seed Radio. You know Demon Seed Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they're looking for
They're an old porn production company. But yeah.
Yes, now they do podcasts and stuff. And I mean, they're looking exactly for that kind of content.
But
those audiences are there.
When you talk about a bonus show, that's a show that we have coming up here in about a week or so. Is we're gonna do we're gonna have the Woodshed in, and we're gonna do a show on BDSM, and it's actually gonna be all female. So that's what we do.
Very cool.
We do an all female cast.
Very cool.
We're not involved in the show, and that's a bonus show for us.
That's very smart. So you can. That's a cool thing about podcasting too. You can experiment with ideas and put different things out there, see what pops, see what doesn't. Cool. So feel free to then explore that way. You want to do an episode about being a pilot? Do it. Who knows who would like find this? Like, this is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
I would love hearing about these stories. I mean, like one of the earliest podcasts I listened to from a few years, like 5-6 years ago. And to be honest, I think it's still going, but I kind of checked out of it, but I got definitely what I wanted out of it. It's called The Rialto Report. I think I mentioned it to Boris when he was here.
Yes.
And it's a podcast about the 1960s and 1970s porn scene in New York City.
Okay.
And the actors and directors and filmmakers and producers at that time, the people who ran the theaters, but it had to be from that time and that area. And this guy manages to talk to everyone, phone interviews mostly, and he's an English guy. So he's like, so tell me about the three-way you had with Sterling Johnson. And it's like a fun, easygoing listen. And it's not like I'm so into 70s porn. Sure. I know nothing about 70s porn.
Sure.
But his enthusiasm and their experience combined for like a fascinating show.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised who would want to hear you do Pilot Ken, Captain Ken, Aviation Cast.
Yeah,
right, sure. Drew, listen to that.
Yeah, Drew's
right?
Sure,
Drew's,
why not?
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
He doesn't listen to podcasts.
I mean, I was about to say, I don't listen to podcasts at all.
I tell you, when you do a podcast, it's hard to listen to podcasts. It is very difficult.
That's
right?
True, I mean, you don't want to steal ideas.
Just listen to podcasts like crazy.
I do listen to a lot of them. I've been listening to more music lately.
Yeah.
Drew doesn't even listen to a podcast that he's on when he's on it. He's barely...
Well, that makes sense.
Over here, buddy.
Star Talk is another one.
Star Talk is a
check
fun
out Star
one.
Talk.
Star Talk is a radio show, though, that then they also release.
They do a podcast,
It's very cool. When you live in New York City, you get cool things like fucking Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson, Steve Vecchi, his favorite scientist.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I used to listen to The Nerdist, you know. And
I listened to that a lot in the beginning. When I was like, what podcast can I listen to? Nerdist was a popular one like 5 years ago. I still listen to Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, that became tough to listen to for me. And
it
also,
depends. You got to be into that style of like fast... absurdist comedy, and then it depends on the guest.
Yeah,
like who's in there? Oh, this person's on. I ain't listening this week. I'll listen to old Horatio Sands.
Oh shit!
Here we go, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Time for Juicy Cogwood versus the world.
Juicy Cogwood.
Drewster Cogburn. All right, real quick. So let's just wrap up the plug segment. Everyone knows about all the Cinema Crest Video stuff. Drewster Cogburn, Antihero 419. 1K away. Google it. Follow them on all the social medias and listen to the show.
Yep.
There you go.
And if they want to send us a dollar, PayPal, it's 1K away on PayPal. Hey, whatever. Yeah, that works.
God, Drew, how come we don't have a PayPal, Drew? You're our producer.
Uh-oh. That's
a good question.
He doesn't give a fuck.
That's a great question.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Who cares?
All right, here we go. Drewster Cogburn versus the world. Drew, you won last week in a tiebreaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Mm-hmm. 18, that was against Tatiana Cifuentes. Makes you 18-9. So, Ken, this week's game is called The Royal We.
All right. Royal Tenenbaums.
I'm going to name I'm gonna name a royal character, a king, a prince, a princess, a queen. You tell me the movie featuring this character. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, Drew, now you get to go first because you won last week. You want Group A or Group B?
Group B.
Group B, here we go. Drew, name the movie, and it could also be a movie franchise in both groups. That's okay. Possible as well. So
there it goes.
Here we go. So here's your five, Drew. Number one, Queen Amidala.
I know this one.
Drew, this is supposed to be the easy one.
Oh, man. I like this.
He's grabbing his face. He's ripping his face off. He's in Poltergeist. Like Craig T. Nielsen.
You say Queen Amidala, and it's just like a puff of smoke goes off in my head with a giant question mark inside.
I actually saw the puff of smoke.
Fucking hell is going on right now.
Queen.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, and their phones.
In the back of my head is screaming at me, too.
He can hear it.
For the reason.
Time.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Sure, time. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to win.
That would be Star Wars.
What the fuck?
Padme Amidala. Yeah. Number two, King Leonidas.
Yeah, 300.
Number three, that's correct, Princess Buttercup.
Wow.
Princess.
I don't know this one.
Buttercup.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to get harder as they go along, too. So. They're supposed to.
Oh, I know where this is from. I actually know.
Nope, that's the Princess Bride. That's Princess Buttercup. Number four. Lucius Commodus.
What?
Yes, Lucius Commodus.
No fucking idea.
That's Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. Oh. And number five, you're not going to get this one. King Roland.
Why?
King Roland.
Oh, it's such a...
Yes,
how many did you get? Two so far?
He got one right so far.
I got one.
All right. I just need to get two.
Oh, yeah, you just got to get two.
Because he's not going to get King Roland in...
I bet you it's some awful action movie. I'm going to go with it, but I don't know what it is.
Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs.
Wow.
Not what I was thinking.
Oh, that hurts.
All.
The best space movie.
What if I had said Princess Vespa? Would you have gotten that one?
Probably maybe a little bit closer.
Prince Valium, maybe?
Maybe.
Princess Vespa. I
purposely picked the hardest one. Okay.
Jeez. All right. I'm
you only need to get two.
Right? I only need two. Here we go.
Right. Number one, King Joffy Jofer.
All right. King Joffy Jofer. All right.
Yeah, now look at me, Ken. Don't look at me, buddy. King Joffy Jofer.
Interesting. King Joffy Jofer. You know, that sounds like a king. Joffy Jofer sounds like a... King Joffy Jofer. King Joffy, Coming to America.
That is correct. Bingo! You're talking about, buddy.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Overly excited.
Number two, Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. Interesting. Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts. Yes, the Queen of Hearts. I feel as though...
This one I know.
Yeah, so if I break this apart, she's a Queen of Hearts. And, yeah, so she's in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's in a movie. Okay, all right. He's not helping me. This is not good.
He's not going to help you. No.
Yeah, this is not. Can I phone a friend?
No.
I just need one more.
I want to watch him go down in flames.
No. All right, this is a...
Well, you're tied up right now.
Queen of Hearts. Okay, Queen of Hearts. I'm going to say that was in... this is pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Queen Amidala.
Yeah. Dang
it.
All right. I don't know, so I'm going to say...
Time!
Beauty and the Beast.
Close. Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
It was one of the cartoons.
Number three, King Triton.
King Triton.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
King Triton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I like King Triton.
Drew
King
doesn't Triton. Seem to know it. Matt does.
King Triton, Triton. He was quite the king, wasn't he?
Quite the king. The Tritonous king. Hey, what are you doing over here?
Quiet, you.
That's not fair.
I don't even know what he was doing. He was going do-do-do-do. I dream a genie.
I dream a genie's close.
Hold on. Don't count me out.
That's not your guess?
That's not my guess.
This is a TV show.
It is a TV show.
Aladdin.
Aladdin is close, but no cigar. We're talking about The Little Mermaid. Number four, Theoden, King of Rohan.
King of Rohan.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yes. That's going to be King of Rohan. That's going to be...
His name is Theoden. Theoden. To help you out.
Oh, that's going
to
be the Thor series. Easier, the Thor series.
The Thor series. That is the Lord of the Rings series.
The
Lord of the Rings series. And finally, number five, Ella of Frel.
Yes. Ella of Frel. Sounds like a movie that I've not seen.
This is supposed to be the hardest of the bunch. Ella.
Yeah. Ella.
Of Frel. F-R-E-L.
Under my umbrella. Weird word. Ella. Does the song help me?
No. Maybe. Does
yeah.
it? I don't know.
Let's see. Drew, do you know this one?
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Can I phone a friend?
Did you I already ask that question? No friends.
Okay. We've already gone through
no phones,
that.
No friends.
No 50-50. Can none you of say that
the name? Can you use the Ella? Name in a sentence?
Yes. Okay. Name the movie featuring Ella of Frel.
Ella of Frel. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with The Hobbit.
Close.
Come on, hold on. That wasn't my last.
That was it.
That was it. That would be Ella Enchanted.
Damn it.
Ella Enchanted, starring Anne Hathaway, which means...
we're tied.
Yeah.
There we go. Tiebreaker. You there got we go. The pen.
All you had to do was get two right. You couldn't even do that.
You got the pen here? Here you go.
I needed a pen. Okay, sorry. And I'm knocking stuff all over the place here. Okay, here we go.
So here we go. Here's your tiebreaker. Closest to the pin without going over. If you both go over, then it's whoever is the least. What year did Snow White and the Seven Dwarves come out in theaters?
Interesting.
Fuck
yes.
You. So hard.
What year did Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the Disney animated classic, come out in movie theaters? Uh-huh. Closest to the pin without going over. If you both go over on the year, it is whoever goes over the least.
Theaters. Were they invented at that time? Let's see.
Yes.
Interesting. Moving pictures. Snow White.
This is back in your black and white movie.
No, it was like 2003. All right, so let's see. Let's go with
Drew's answer is in. Okay, good answer, Drew. Good answer. It's actually a year. You actually wrote down a year. That's good stuff.
I did. I wrote down a year.
Okay, here we go. Well,
and it's not a year from the future either.
That's also smart.
Yes,
that is smart.
That is smart. What year did Snow White and the Seven Dwarves came out? Drew, you said 1965. Ken, you said 1957. The year is 1937, meaning Ken, you win.
Tiebreaker.
There you go with the tiebreaker. Drew wins last week's tiebreaker.
We both went over.
Yeah, but he went over by the least.
But I was closest to the pin.
That's what I said.
That's what the game is.
I said that a couple of times.
And I didn't phone a friend on that one.
And I missed the baskets. All right, there you go. 18-10. Oof, that was an ugly game. Last week, you and Tatiana both went, I think, 4 out of 5.
And you won the tiebreaker.
And then you won the tiebreaker.
But not this time.
1 out of 5 each. Then you lost the tiebreaker.
I'm just talking junk. I'm going to be smacked up. All
right. Well, there you go. No more bottomings. That's what you get, Drew.
That's what I get.
You're the bottomings of trivia this week.
I am.
We put you on the bottom of that bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We did the plugs. One came away. We did that. There's a guy burn. Okay. And you know what, Drew? I'm checking my email here. Sorry.
Just in case.
No Billy D.
Fingerman got him.
The Fingerman.
He's been fingered by the men.
De Blasio's, Mayor De Blasio's Fingerman black bagged him, threw it in the back of a white van, and they took him to Queens.
Finger.
Oh, boy, that's not good. So while he's doing that, then we are going to jump into the Vox Populi.
I know what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
Take that, Drew.
Have I been incepted?
You've been incepted.
Damn it.
With an email from...
Ron.
Our homie Ron. He's our good friend. You can email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and we read it on the show. We only got one email this week, though. So, guys, you want that Vox Populi, you gotta use it. Use it or lose it. That's the situation. Here we go, Drew. Take it away.
Do you remember movies like Camp Nowhere and Heavyweights? Are there any kids' movies nowadays that are so non-PC but still super fun?
Interesting. I don't know Camp Nowhere. Does that sound familiar to anywhere?
Yeah,
to Coco? I do know Heavyweights.
Okay.
And we all know Heavyweights.
Yeah, that's 90s.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller takes over a summer camp.
Okay.
Turns into a fat camp. So that he can then turn all these kids skinny and then sell some sort of exercise video at the end. He's just trying to turn the whole camp into an infomercial. But the fat kids are all like, fuck you, we want to be fat. So they sneak all their snacks in there. The whole movie is about fat kids wanting to be fat. And Ben Stiller wanting to be a dickhead about it. It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Camp Nowhere starring Christopher Lloyd?
Yep.
Christopher Lloyd!
What the hell is this
1.21!
1994?
Gigawatts.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I missed this one.
Yeah. Camp Nowhere.
Camp Nowhere.
If Ernest didn't go to camp, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, dude. That's the only camp I care about. Camp Hatcha, something like that. I don't know. That's where they ate the eggs erroneous.
Yeah, see? That's where I learned all my camping experience.
They like threw axes at kids. It was a weird movie. And then turtles fell from the sky with parachutes and were biting construction workers' noses. Very strange. Heavyweights is a fun movie. I really enjoy it. Do they make kids movies these days that are not PC, are dirty movies?
No. Right.
Kids movies that are not PC.
Yeah, no.
I don't really watch kids movies, though.
They don't fat shame anybody in kids movies anymore. They don't dork shame people in movies anymore.
Are you sure?
They don't. Positive.
I'm not watching these movies.
It's all very inclusive these days.
Well, inclusive is
everybody's
good.
Everybody's cool.
Everyone gets to participate.
Yeah, exactly. You get your participation trophy, Chris, even if you suck ass.
Well, listen, here's the thing I gotta say about participation trophies. I never asked for my participation trophy, and when it was given to me, I was like, God damn, I want this fucking thing. And then I only put it on the shelf because I was like, this is given to me. And then when I get older, then I'm being told that I'm a millennial piece of shit because I got participation trophies. Motherfucker, I never asked for those things to begin with. I was pissed I didn't win.
Huh. You're a libtard cut snowflake, Chris.
I'm just saying, no one asked for those things. And then the generation that came out, then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you're a bunch of... Anyway.
Yeah, I don't count as a millennial. I'm not entitled like that.
What year were you born?
You just missed it.
Oh, I just missed it.
You just missed by a couple years. So that makes you a Zennial.
I'm a Zennial.
They're doing the Zennial thing with the Gen X Millennial Bridge.
Yeah.
It's from, like, technically, Drew, I think we're kind of Zennials.
Yeah.
I thought I was a millennial.
No, technically, I think we're kind of Zennials.
Yeah. I was like Gen Y for a second, then they changed the year on me. I don't know what happened.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, see, that's messed up.
I feel I'm more like trans millennial.
Trans millennial?
Yeah, I identify as millennial.
So you have some of that entitled mentality.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
No, not entitlement. not entitlement. It's more of a unnecessary struggle.
Unnecessary struggle.
Yeah, because the baby boomers ruined everything, and then they expect us to be like, no, enjoy your college debt and inability to
make a living wage.
Make a living wage.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite working.
I'm trying to think about the answer to that question. And are you saying that in like a movie like, I don't know, Despicable Me or like a Wreck-It Ralph or something like that, that there weren't any adult jokes in there?
I mean, I'm sure
there were adult jokes, but I don't think they were derogatory or putting down
make fun of like fat people. Kids or something.
Fat shame is still a thing. I think 90s movies maybe were more, especially when you go back 80s and then 70s, think bad news stars in the 70s.
Ridiculous.
It's more, to use a phrase that I hate, non-PC, more crass, a little more out there. Maybe they don't really, I think that's relegated to your PG-13 R-rated stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, they are just children. Let's keep them sheltered for as long as possible and then kick them out into the world as like soft, doughy, wide-eyed babies.
And then watch them fail miserably.
Yes, that's the fun of life. Misery loves company. What else does Ron have to say?
Crespo Dome Battle.
Here we go, Crespo Dome Battle!
Ben Stiller from Heavyweights and Adam Sandler from Hotel Transylvania.
All right. It's very specifically Adam Stiller from Heavyweights, where he plays a very aggro workout guy. Yep. And then Adam Sandler from Hotel, where he plays a...
Dracula,
but he runs a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is a better actor, Ben Stiller in Heavyweights or Adam Sandler in Hotel Transylvania? Just voice acting.
Ben Stiller.
You still think Ben Stiller? Ben Stiller? How about you? What do you think, Ken?
You know, without seeing either movie.
Fair enough. Yeah, I haven't seen Hotel Transylvania. Yeah,
exactly. So with that, I would think that the premise of Heavyweights was probably more funnier.
Sure.
Yeah, it was. I would say maybe Ben Stiller.
Better actor.
I would say better actor.
All right, I will agree with you guys around that. I'll make it a nice 3-0 there for better actor. actor. But who would win in a fight? Ben Stiller from Heavyweights or Adam Sandler, the animated Dracula from Hotel Transylvania?
Ben Stiller's hood, man. He's got some hood in him. So I would.
Yeah, but we're talking about Dracula. I mean, he was
super ripped,
though.
But I mean, A, Dracula, B, animated. So animated Dracula can literally do anything.
Anything needed. But,
and win.
But only at night, though.
Only at night, yeah. Also established already in the universe of these movies, which again, we haven't seen.
Right.
Correct.
So maybe he's weak in these movies. I don't know. Is he a weak Dracula?
Doesn't matter.
He runs a hotel. He's like the Basil Fawlty of Dracula.
It doesn't matter. He's animated. He wins.
Okay. How does he? No, it makes no sense. It does matter. He can't. How can you even get away with that?
If he's animated, he can't die. He can't lose. He can't get beat up.
Unless he can get erased.
What if Ben Stiller can get that?
He get a stake in the heart from a day?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That gack stuff, that goo, that ooze, that you know, that
just
Lloyd
erases
used,
them.
Yeah. Tie it back into Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, what if he gets his hand on that stuff? Because now we're crossing over movies.
It's animated,
does
right?
Does he have it?
Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah, the rules.
Does
are
he have
does
it?
Does he?
He can just whip it up.
as the proprietor of the Crespo Dome, I say yes, he has it. He has the ability to have that stuff.
Well,
yeah,
well, then in that case,
to even it out. In that case, so who are you going with?
I mean, that case, Ben Stiller.
Okay,
there we go.
Now, what do you think?
No, I was all Ben Stiller in the beginning. Yeah, it was this guy over here.
I'm sticking with Adam Sandler. Dracula.
Like, really?
Yes, he's fucking Dracula.
That doesn't matter.
He's gonna get melted by the goo. Yeah.
Just don't get melted by the goo. Make sure the battle happens at night. We're good to go.
Yeah, but Ben Stiller could. Why do you have to, restrict the battle to the evening? I mean, you can do it
because I'm the proprietor of the Crespo Dome. I'm giving Ben Stiller the cartoon melting goo.
Okay,
but the battle happens at night.
No.
Yes, it's my Crespo Dome.
Yeah, see, this is...
A super soaker full of goo? Is Ben Stiller's character smart enough to do that? It's up to him.
So who's the winner?
It's up to... I'm giving him a cartoon super soaker. The irony of that.
I need a winner on this.
Ben Stiller.
Well, you went 2-1 on Ben Stiller to my Adam Sandler. So Ben Stiller is then using his goo filled with... He fills it into the cartoon super soaker and sprays the goo before the cartoon super soaker dissolves in his hands.
All right, Chris.
That's how that went.
Well, now we can have the winner do Jim Carrey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, in the butt?
I guess.
Like, I love Philip Morris style.
Maybe.
I love you, Philip Morris.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Basketball. Here we go.
is that what it says in the email?
You can have the winner do Jim Carrey if you want.
If you want. I don't think I want that.
Okay. There we go.
Is there only one Ben Stiller to fuck Jim Carrey?
I guess not.
So. Jim Carrey may want. He seems like an open-minded kind of guy.
Yeah.
He looks like he sounds like he had a bunch of mushrooms late in life. And
ayahuasca, I think, is what he's
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's lately been on that, I'm
that,
sure.
That sounds right.
He's on the DMT.
Those long peyote trips.
Oh, he's been on something.
Yo,
sure.
They got DMT and fake pens out.
Oh, really? That doesn't sound
I don't know if it's fake news or not, but
I want it.
I want it.
I want it in my life right now.
419, here we go.
Yo, it's called the God Molecule for a reason. All right, here we go. Drew, you ready for some movie news?
Check out Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber showing off their hot beach bods during their movie.
Opens up about navigating the holidays
with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
It's about a secret Star Wars
that doesn't mean you're not going to read the movie.
Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down.
No one
He's been berating fans.
The look you're giving me right now,
Chris. What's going on with the beach?
Guys, it's time for the most important segment in all podcasting of cinema. Chris, we need some movie news segment. Did you hear, Drew? Christina Almusa, what's her name from Flipper Flop? She's got a boyfriend.
Don't know.
It's getting really serious. Haven't heard about that. It's wild stuff. This is the important stuff.
I don't even know
this
what
Flipper matters.
Flop is. Is that a shoe?
Yeah, it's a show.
It's a fantastic shoe.
I actually watch it.
It's a good shoe. I enjoy it.
Flip
it's no fixer upper, but she's still pretty good looking.
Flip or flop?
She's alright.
Okay. But Ken, we need a Justin Bieber update. What's up with the Biebs?
You know, he just got engaged.
Haley Baldwin. Daughter of
Alec
Stephen.
Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah,
Alec.
Yeah. And then, they had to run around in New York because there was this issue where the ring had to get resized,
and
they were lost in New York.
Oh, my God.
And that's the end of the Bieber update.
Yeah, Bieber update.
So they ended up doing Bieber's lost in New York.
Home Alone 4, lost in New York, the Bieber edition. That is correct. Okay, here we go. Time for some movie news. Drew, I pulled this story for you, sir.
Great.
We already talked about before how Why the Last Man is being adapted into a series for FX.
Mm-hmm.
Why the Last Man is, for people who don't know, graphic comic book series.
Yes.
Turned into graphic novels, obviously. They compile them.
So like Walking Dead.
Yes, but not as infinite as Walking Dead.
Okay.
It does have an end point, right? Yes. It ended.
Yes, it ended.
How long ago did this series come out, Drew?
I think it started in the middle 2000s. Mm. It ended probably like 2009.
And you read the whole? You read the whole thing?
I have the whole
You
thing,
have the whole
yeah.
thing? Read the whole thing? Big
yeah.
fan.
Wow. Yep, it's good. It's really good. It's been, the basis of the story is at one point in time, basically every mammal with a Y chromosome
yeah.
dies.
Okay.
Like, immediately. Everybody just starts bleeding from the eyes and the mouth, and except dies. For this one guy and his pet monkey. So he's basically the last man on Earth. And you would think that'd be the greatest thing in the world. It is so not.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. So it's being adapted into an FX series called Why. And Drew, we have some casting news for you, buddy.
Yes, we do.
All right. So
is it that kid?
Is it Benjamin Pratt?
Well, do we have the kid? Have you seen the kid?
Is it that kid?
It is not Benjamin Pratt.
No, damn.
Again, I don't think there are any drug dealers or New York cops in this, so no room for Pratt.
Is it that kid?
It's what do you mean that kid? Who's that kid?
LaBeouf
from
not LaBeouf. No, but LaBeouf from... though was in the they were developing it as a movie.
Really,
like 10 years ago,
Killing and
LaBeouf
deer.
Was
really
yes.
You know,
but then
I
fell apart.
I was a fan.
Deer.
Yes, true.
I was a fan of him back in the day. Do you remember The Green Room on HBO? Do you remember that?
The Green Room.
Yeah, the Green
about making the
Green Light.
And he did the Battle of Shaker Heights one.
And that's where I was a fan of him. I was look at that kid. He's gonna be something one day.
And then after that, he did Holes, the adaptation of that kid's book. He was I've always liked
Well, but then he did Transformers. And then
I like the first Transformers.
Yeah. Imogen Poots.
Imogen Poots is in it. Yes, every time I see her, I just think of her name. Poots. Imogen Poots. Yes, Drew, you're right. That kid is Barry Keoghan, who is the kid from The Killing of a Sacred Deer, which is a wild movie.
Yeah, he was also in he died in Dunkirk.
He's also in Dunkirk, yes. Hmm. And Diane Lane plays...
His mom.
Is that who it is?
Yep.
Okay. And then Imogen Poots
is his
sister. Huh. And there you go. Those are all the big names that are in this FX series. Based on a graphic novel comic book series that Drew Cogburn is a huge fan of. It's done by his boy, BKV.
Yeah, Brian K. Vaughan. He writes really good stuff.
Why does that premise sound familiar, though, where there's an event that occurs and then half of the population is
that's killed. Kind of... It's just, I guess, your typical biblical apocalyptic revelation kind of setup.
Basic apocalypse setup.
Left Behind type series. Yep. God comes like a thief in the night and takes all these people. Leftovers is not necessarily a religious type. It's the same thing where 2% of the world's population
there
just disappears.
Last Man on
Earth, which was within...
Not the Last Man on
Earth. Within 10 episodes, there's like 5 other characters on a fucking show, and then the second season introduced more people. I was like, fuck this show. You guys lost the thread.
Never watched.
The pilot episode is like one of the best
pilots
of anything ever on TV. Huh. I put it up there with like the Twin Peaks pilot and the Eastbound and Down pilot. Like, damn, this show's incredible.
Twin Peaks, I remember that.
And then...
Dude, the Walking Dead pilot was really good,
Walking
too.
Dead pilot was also amazing. Yes, okay. Frank Darabont's pilot.
But not Fear of the Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead.
I haven't seen one frame of that show.
No, nope, don't waste.
And then Last Man on Earth, like very quickly, it kind of
just fizzled. Boom.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bummer.
More people.
But it just got canceled. Like, is it Will Arnett?
What?
Will
and Last Man
SNL
on Earth.
SNL guy.
Yeah. Not Will Arnett. The other
something
Will.
Arnett.
He was MacGruber.
Will. He was MacGruber.
Forte.
Yes. Not my forte.
Not my forte. Yeah. Apparently, names ex SNL people. Okay, so we got that going on, Drewster Cogburn, and then of course, let's see what we got going on here. It is time for the segment that interrupts other segments, Drewster Cogburn. It's time for me to read sexy poems. This is the segment we call Chris Reads Sexy Poems to Drewster Cogburn. Drew. This one came from Ron, of course.
Look at each other.
He sent us a haiku. You look at me in the eyes.
Can't break eye contact.
Here we go. Can't break eye contact. Oh, I have to read it.
It makes it weird if you break eye contact.
If I break eye contact. All right, here we go. You ready?
You can smile.
I want that fat ass. Obviously not talking about either of us.
Nope.
Sit on my face and grind it. I taste your essence.
Interesting.
There we go. Thank you, Ron, for the sexy poem. If you want me to read sexy poems at some point to Drew Cogburn, it doesn't have to be about Drew. I just read them to him. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com.
That was a good haiku.
It was actually
I did count the syllables.
It was a very good haiku. It really got to the point of what he wanted. That's a beauty of a haiku. It forces you to, like...
Get right to the point.
Get to your point and tell it in a great way. Good job, Ron. We love you, buddy. But then again, fat ass, that's neither of us.
But the essence is there.
The essence is there. With the lack of ass, it gets it easier to get to the essence.
Yeah, the essence, it's closer.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, with the haiku, straight to the point.
Maybe less pungent, though. Yeah. I don't know. But,
it depends.
Especially with Drewster Cogburn over here. RoboCop is coming back. This time we're getting a sequel to the original RoboCop. As if that's a fad that's been happening for a while.
Nice.
So as of RoboCop 2 through whatever never happened, we're getting a sequel to the original, done by the director of District 9 and Chappie and Elysium. Neil Blomkamp, the South
Africa. So will it be filmed in South Africa?
It, probably, for tax reasons, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
And
but maybe the factory, Alex Murphy finds himself, they're making new RoboCops in South Africa.
And so RoboCop's Charlton Copley now?
No, Charlton Copley's the bad guy. He's always a good bad guy. Okay. He's got that energy for it. I'm fine with that.
Drew's uninterested. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
no. Well, no, it's just Charlton Copley's going to be in the movie somehow.
Yeah, Charlton Copley's a lot of fun.
I don't know how he's going to be in the movie, but he's going to be in that movie.
I'm fine with this choice. I'm fine with a RoboCop movie done by Neil Blomkamp, because he's good with the whole transforming human type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but it's a kind of a post-apocalyptic, dirty premise.
Future,
right?
Yeah. So it's we're talking, if it's a direct sequel, it's Detroit is still in shambles.
Sure.
I mean, they probably want to build a new Detroit. The police are still privatized.
He's supposed to be Jesus.
He is as a typical Jesus figure. Absolutely dies, raised from the dead to save us, save our sins. That's why he's on the RoboCop. So every key is out there. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We got RoboCop. I think we may have talked about this before. Joaquin Phoenix is a Joker. Mm-hmm. That's happening for sure.
Like no matter what.
No matter what.
Like whether we want it or not.
It's happening. Production starts in September.
Nice.
From the director of the Hangover movies and Mr. Woodcock.
Okay. So Ben Affleck, and we just need Ben Affleck back.
Ben Affleck back. Ben Affleck's on his way out.
He's never coming back.
They are looking for a new Batman for the Batman. Yeah, so that's happening. Maybe Jake Gyllenhaal.
You said Scott Baio earlier. I like that name.
Scott Baio as Batman.
No, he'd be like a good Riddler or someone. Yeah, because he's despicable to look at. So. He's a goddamn monster. All right, well, there you go. That was your movie news. We had no Billy D, and the Vox Populi was short and sweet. So it's time for...
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the Lightning Round.
Give it the triple chan. Here we go. Lightning Round time. I have 10 questions, Ken.
Yes.
Then I need you to answer these as fast as possible.
Here we go.
So we can get inside your brain. Are you
top
ready?
Of mind. Yes.
All right, Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, analog or digital porn?
You know, not into it, so I'll just say analog. I don't know.
Number two, corn on the cob or what about Bob?
Corn on the cob.
Number three, ever play that HQ trivia?
You know, no. Yeah, actually, yes, I have.
All right.
In the bars, for
sure. There you go. Number four, what is your favorite state?
Ah, I love Florida so far, man. I tell you, that's a great... But I'm a state of happiness.
All right, number five. You get your medical marijuana card yet?
No. I have a concealed weapons permit. Can't do it.
Oh, that's right, you can. Number six. When did we forget about Dre?
Ah, man, you know, when Eminem came into the picture.
Number seven. Would you prefer a somber wedding or a wild funeral?
Wild funeral, for sure.
Number eight, have you ever made a collect call from a payphone?
Yes.
Number nine, have you ever been to a professional hockey game?
Yes.
Number 10, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Who do you kick out of bed?
You know, man, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. I've had them all. I would say, you know, the strawberry. She's fiery. I'm kicking the strawberry.
Strawberry out of bed. Get out of here. Juice the Cogburn. Break out the swag baggery. We have a blue bag, I believe, and a green bag. Which one do you want to make?
This is why I'm here. Blue,
we go
blue,
with blue bag. Yes. Here we go. Break out that blue bag. Drew.
Blue is all calm.
Green is calm.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited,
sir,
about this.
Sir, you may get to go home with a glitter sand art set.
Hey.
Yes. It includes six fun pieces, three bags of sand, a funnel.
Oh, I'm excited.
A stick.
Yes.
And a jar.
Oh, and it's multicolored sand, too, right?
Boom.
That's what I like.
Fuck yeah,
I
multicolored
sand. We've
got a Cinema
Crisp release of bootleg edition of Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I don't know when, but only an hour and 22 minutes.
Uh-oh, the case is a little busted there, too. Hey, it's
way busted.
It's bootleg. From the DVD, man.
Bootleg. I just need to find something to play that on.
Yeah, that's all.
We've
no big
got
deal.
The Junior Spy Agency starring Kevin Sorbo and Dee Wallace. Nothing gets by these spies or their beagle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Starring Hercules, TV's Hercules.
I think I like
that. We've got
that.
A whoopee cushion.
I like that. Play some jokes on Coco.
We've got a magnet from the Princess Bride. This is inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
We've got a light up tiny pig keychain light.
Oh, that's bright.
And it makes a noise.
Nice. I like it.
And there's a bunch of stickers in here,
too. Right in his eyes. That was hysterical. Oh, my God, Drew.
That is bright.
That was bright.
I love that. I'm actually going to use that going forward.
That is. That if you take the bag, or we take that bag, we throw it away in the trash, and instead you take what's in the box that we have right over here.
That's
right.
What's in the fucking box?
I tell you.
So there's something in that box. You don't know what it is. You can take it, or you do know what's in the bag: the sand art, the whoopee cushion, the movies that you can't play. What you want?
He is holding the
do?
Box right over his crotch, so it could be something good.
Yeah.
Every single holiday, guys.
Yes. It's a dick in the box.
It's got one strategic pistol. That was our
so you know, a lot of folks told me, you know, they were like, "Are you gonna do the mystery box?" And I said, "I don't know. I like to know what I'm going to get."
Yes, right.
You know, and right now the funnel sand thing, you know, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
three bags of sand and a jar to put it in.
Yeah, okay. And the light up pig.
Light up pig almost blinded me.
Yes. You know, I hate to do this, but I'm going to go with the bag.
All right. Take that bag. That bag is all yours. We're going to take that box, contents and all, and throw it into the wood chipper we have out back. So there we go. No one gets to see what's inside.
The box is a little heavy this time.
That's a little heavy. Yeah. Well, you know, it was also a little wet. It was really wet. Ooh, yeah. You know, we'll get rid of that thing.
It was over his crotch.
All right. There we go. So that's the end of the show. Ken, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
That was a lot of fun. Drew, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And I thank everyone at home for downloading and listening. Make sure you listen to us continuously, and also tell your friends, families, and neighbors. Rate us and reviews on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe on the Google Podcasts. Be excellent to each other. Read more books. Break up the big banks. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We are out of here.
A PFT Media production.